Warning: this presentation may contain adult swear words such as f- It may also contain actions of an adult nature such as my in the ass, all over my and my big. Thank you.
Well, all is forgiven because right now I've got an erection the size of an East Coast lighthouse, and I'm coming home to share it with my beautiful wife.
Okay.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Yes!
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show. With your hosts, Neil!
You can put your fingers wherever you want.
Pavo!
Ooh, boy, who let the frogs out, huh?
Kelly!
Would you like to ride the bone train, miss?
Right, so the year on the Pancast Show this week is 1984, so say hello to Big Brother, and let's all head down to Room 101 for more delectable fun.
Where's the soap?
It does, doesn't it?
Mmm.
Mmm.
The Pancast Show.
Come out really well, didn't it?
It did. It's come out very well. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pancast Show, the all-new kicking and screaming and hairy Pancast Show.
You know what we haven't done?
It's hairy.
What haven't we done?
We haven't printed out the top 10.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about that.
Oh, you got that?
I can do that.
Okay,
I can do that while we're talking.
That's cool.
So,
So here we are.
Yeah, so how's everybody's week been?
It's been busy.
Been.
But it's been good.
Hello, Kelly. How are you, darling?
Very well, yourself?
Looking very secretarial with your specs.
Thank you. It's very gossip
columning
in an
English. Yeah, isn't it? Arrange it with your little pen and clipboard.
Yes, we have a special feature coming up very, very, well, a little bit later on in the show.
We do.
A brand new feature, which pretty much everything in the show now is brand new. Brand new jingles, as
there
we
is.
Heard with that last one, where we caught Jen and Kelly sharing a bath.
Oh,
yeah, we shouldn't be saying.
Yeah, that's on the other type of streaming site.
Like David Carpenter.
Yeah. David Carpenter.
What was his name then?
No, David Coleman.
I was thinking of Harry Carpenter, yeah. And David Coleman.
David Carpenter.
Yeah, all right. No, don't do it now.
No.
You're doing it all right.
That's David Carpenter.
But you were
now.
Doing it all right just a second ago. You know, a 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's the frequency?
Can it be sent?
Is it printed?
I don't know. It probably ain't even on.
It's not on.
All right,
you need to turn it on first.
Yep.
You knob.
Well, how would I know?
So turning things on.
So yesterday, I bought myself, well, the day before at work, I bought myself these two steaks. Louisiana steaks, not
okay.
Gumbo, steaks.
Okay.
So when I got home last night, I decided to have my tea.
Okay.
And I, what's that?
Nothing, just
thought there was a spider on me.
Oh.
It's like Kelly was self-examining herself at the moment.
Leave
or
that.
She just really loves steaks. I don't
yeah. So I cut myself up the steaks with these with this rice, and I've never eaten anything so hot in my life.
Really?
This morning, it smarted.
It did
it. Please don't smell.
No, no, I don't smell.
I think it's just the fact that it
burnt twice. It burnt going in, you know.
And it burnt coming out.
It's coming out. It's all right. You're all right.
Oh, dear.
So, anyway, I've got the second steak to eat tonight, and I'm constipated.
You're
constipated.
Wish.
No,
you
I'm
wish.
Contemplating whether not to eat it, because it really...
A bit of cedar cream on your bottom, or any other good cream on your tush hole for tomorrow.
Or ice.
Other cream is...
Because you don't like spicy food, do you?
I don't mind... Well, no, if I go for a curry, then it's the lamb rogan, which is the most that I can take, which isn't spicy at all.
You like a ram logon, Josh, don't you? You do, you dirty boy.
I like a ram logon. Yeah.
You like a lamb rogan, Josh.
I don't like anything too spicy, I have to
Are
say.
Are you a spicy person?
No, mine's a tikka, and that's it.
Tikka. Isn't that a funny colour in there?
That's quite mild as well, isn't it? Yeah. So what are you when you go for?
Well, I'm quite good at spicy. I can go up to a Madras. I'm all right. And
is that spicy?
Yeah, Madras is.
Is it?
Yeah. It's... Can make my top lip sweat.
Really?
Know? But
there are some people that are just impervious to it. Yeah. You know? There's somebody I know, they had, what is it, a Fal?
Oh, yeah,
which is like the worst, one of
but
the...
why? Why sit there and put yourself through torture... for food. I'd rather eat
But they enjoy it.
Yeah, I was going to say, some people really like it, because my dad goes all out for a spicy one. That's a spicy meatball! But this was hotter than I'm used to, and I like a good jalapeno. I love a good... Yeah, I love jalapenos.
See, that's one thing I forgot to
say...
Sorry.
I forgot to say to Jen in regards... I don't want anything like going for...
chili challenge.
You don't want anything hot in your mouth.
I know. No.
Damn,
no.
Shame.
So we found out that you've got reflex.
Yeah.
And you don't like anything hot in your mouth.
No.
Like spicy hot.
Spicy hot, no. Well, I think that's quite reasonable.
Do you remember when we did, many moons ago, when we used to do a show called the Pancast Movie Show, and we did the challenge with the celebrity challenge, and you didn't you end up with the chili and the chocolate?
Yes, we had that. It was the Grubbs, wasn't it?
Grubbs, witchetty Grubbs,
and some of them had chili, and I think I got two of them at the time, and they were horrible. They were disgusting.
It's funny.
Oh, by the way, we've still got biscuits, so we have to have a biscuit maybe.
Oh yeah,
golly moly!
A little bit later on, maybe.
Oh, we'll be eating on air again.
Maybe we'll do it off air, but we can show everybody. So we're going to do the top 10.
Yay!
With a new jingle.
With a new jingle.
And new numbers.
And new numbers. So we're going to change it around a little bit, aren't we?
So
here's the new jingle. It's time for the all-new Pancast Show. Top 10.
Love it.
Right, and we're going to start with this one.
10.
Go for it, Kelly.
Detroit.
So this is John Boyega. What's his name from? I've forgotten his name now. another British actor,
Charles Dance.
Plays the bad guy.
Anthony Andrews.
No, young lad.
Jeremy Irons.
He was going to be Pennywise.
Oh.
What was
Tim
his
Curry.
Name? No. No.
Young.
Anyway, moving on. I can't think what his name is. My mind's gone. Will Poulter.
Will Poulter. Of course it is. And directed by?
Catherine Bigelow.
Well done.
9.
The Limehouse Golem.
Yeah, so Bill Nighy. comes back to sort of like Jack the Ripper times in London.
It is, yeah.
I'd like to see this.
I would see this.
Yeah.
Would you? Well, it's not a horror. It's not scary. Maybe we should...
Yeah, maybe, but it's dropping out quick, isn't it? So it probably won't be on.
I know the feeling.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I didn't actually do it, then I made the noise, went, like that. I was like that, the back of the throat.
8.
Oh, Lucky Logan. Logan Lucky.
Logan Lucky.
Go on then, you fill us in with this.
This
one.
Is Charles Dance, Jeremy Irons.
No, Will Poulter.
It's not. It's Steven Soderbergh.
Soderbergh. Soderbergh. Soderbergh. Steven Soderbergh.
Soderbergh and Gamora.
Yeah.
It's Steven Soderbergh, sorry.
Yeah.
Soderbergh. With Channing Tatum. You must like a bit of Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Just give me a minute.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Adam Driver.
Oh.
Just give Neil a minute. And who else? Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig
plays
Bleach,
like
blonde. What's wrong with you?
God. Dear. A steam ceiling.
Role.
Yeah. Next.
7.
Despicable Me 3.
Despicable Me 3. First, hi Fran.
Number one Fran.
Number one Fran is watching. Hi Fran.
So,
Christ,
crikey, punched us both around the chops then. So, Despicable Me 3, so not a lot we can say about that. The Minions are back.
It's a juggernaut, isn't it? The whole franchise. Mm. And maybe, just maybe, it's time to give it a rest.
Maybe.
Well, not when they're making that sort of money.
Billions.
7.
We've done that.
Have we done 7, have we?
6.
Wind River.
This is Pav's film. Hey!
This is written by the same person... directed by the same person that wrote Sicario and... the one that I keep saying I'm going to watch.
Hell and High Water. Which is such a film.
I need to watch
You've watched Sicario, haven't you?
Yes.
And that's really good, isn't
Very
it?
Good.
One of the tensest films you'll ever watch.
Yes.
And then...
I'm going to watch it over the weekend.
What, Hell and High Water?
Yeah.
Sit down, no interruptions, put your phone down.
All right.
iPad down.
Okay.
Put your eyes on the screen.
I will do.
And enjoy.
Normally how I watch a film, by putting my eyes on the screen.
I bet you pick the phone up.
I do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I normally do? I'm on IMDb, looking at the film, trying to find out... Not looking at spoilers, but looking at information about
the
background.
No, you see, I do that when I watch it for a second time.
Oh,
so if I like
stupid.
A film... No, you don't want to know all this shit. Excuse me. Little profanity.
Five.
The Hitman's Bodyguard.
You've seen
it. Yeah, I have. It's very good. If you want to know what I thought, then go to our YouTube channel and watch our review.
What's your wife think? Did she watch it?
Oh, yeah. My wife thought it was...
It's all right.
Oh, that's worth watching then.
It was, yeah. It's yeah.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Cool. Anyway.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well done, Kel.
Oh.
Imagine movie, express yourself there.
The
what?
The Emoji Movie. Express
That's still
yourself.
In the top 10.
Yeah, because there was naff all, I'll say that again, naff all on over the summer for the kids, so it's done very well.
Christ
but apparently
Almighty.
It's awful. It can emoji off. Big That's pile of a poo boom. Emoji.
I've not met anybody that has watched that.
That's my trick.
I've not met anybody that's watched that that has thought it was any good at all.
I haven't even met anyone who's watched it. This is a surprise.
What was that number?
That was number 4.
Right.
3!
Dunkirk.
You've Brilliant. Seen this now, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
You need to go. It's still playing on the IMAX, which is amazing.
You need to go and see it. You wanted to go. You
I do want to go
see
and
it.
See it, yeah, I do.
It's really good.
We need to go and spend a day at the cinema, Kelly.
Oh,
so that you
let's
can,
just move
yeah,
in.
So that
I
you
could
can,
do that.
Yeah?
I could happily sit there and watch 3-4 films.
Yeah, but I'd probably end up falling asleep in one of them.
I've done 3 in
go
one day.
Go for a meal in between.
Yeah, I've done 3 in one day. It was good, but it does get a bit knackering on the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've done 3 in one day.
Sorry. Ka-ding!
Ka-ding!
2.
American Made.
You've seen this.
Yes. Have you not seen it yet?
No, I'm not really that bothered about
I
going to the cinema.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very, very good. Tom Cruise is very, very good.
And again, I'll ask you, like I did last week, is Tom Cruise playing Tom Cruise, or is he a character this time?
No, he's a character. He is a character.
Because sometimes in his films, he's just Tom Cruise. Do you know what I mean by
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I mean, you could take his character in Jack Reacher and put it in Mission Impossible, it is interchangeable a little bit. But he's not an action star in this. He's a family man. No, he's a family man that's trying to do right by his family by doing
Wrong.
Naughty things.
Right by his family for doing naughty things.
One.
So, have we seen this? I've seen this.
Have you seen it?
Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
No, I've not seen it.
Have you not seen it?
No, I want to see it.
I've seen it.
I really want to see it.
Do you?
I've seen it. That's what you need.
Is it scary?
Creepy more than scary. There's some good jumps in it, but they're not out and out sort of to make you jump.
Do you know what it is yet?
Yeah. It's it!
It's it! And the kids in it are fantastic.
Yeah, it's about their relationship more than about Pennywise.
It is, but... Also, the guy, that Bill Skarsgård that plays Pennywise, is amazing.
Mm.
Yeah, he's... Oh, how he got his mouth to dribble like
I
that?
I don't know.
Do you reckon they were spraying that on? Because it was quite...
I'm sure he had something in his mouth.
Well, he obviously
while he
had
was
prosthetic teeth,
yeah,
doesn't he? Which is no spoiler. But when he talks, he starts this dribble, and it's really... Just like...
Ugh. I mean, it could be CGI, can they? They could add it on afterwards.
It looks too real when he was going... sucking it back up. No, he's...
Yeah, but it's... You have to go and see that one.
I want to go and see it.
Yeah, do. Right. I actually want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Really want to go and see it again. It's so good. It's... Like you said, the kids are fantastic in it.
Susan's seen it.
I've not seen it.
It's been a huge... In America, it's done the business as well, hasn't it?
It was... Predicted to take around 60-70 million in its first weekend, and it took 124 million in its first weekend. Now, a lot of that, I think, is to do with the fact that over the last 3 weeks, there's been nothing to watch.
There is that, but also a lot of people, for some reason, really love the original.
Yeah.
So that TV miniseries with Tim Curry. People love that. There's bits of it that are great. I don't understand the love for it. That 3 hours, it's a slog.
Well, I don't want to watch it now because I don't want to ruin the.
No, don't watch it.
Which one's that, sorry?
The original.
The TV. I've seen that.
Have you seen that one?
It just goes on, doesn't it? Right, okay. It goes on a bit too long.
It was a long time ago when I saw it.
Did we have a couple of comments there?
We did do. So Susan said, going back to Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise-y.
He only ever plays one person and runs.
Yeah.
And then Sue said that she's seen it. So then Tim Wainwright just said, I've yet to see a scary movie that terrifies me. I love horrors. I do get jumpy, but want to see one that terrifies me. Lights Out came very close.
Oh.
Have you seen Lights Out?
Yeah, it's creepy, but it's I wouldn't say it's terrifying.
Is that the one with the blind guy?
This one?
No. That's Don't Breathe. Guy. That's Don't Breathe. That's Get Out. Lights Out is the one where every time somebody turns the light off, they see something. When they turn it on, it's
gone.
It's
going to make you jump, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not as good as the short
movie that was creepier. It just because it dragged. They made it too long for the premise of Lights Out. It was too long. A scary, terrifying movie. Try Switchblade Romance if you don't mind subtitled films. That'll freak you out.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Martyrs.
Martyrs is just a mind f.
It's got every element of a horror film in one film.
It's like three different films all tagged into one. And Neil said to me, when you see this, it'll stay with you, and it does stay with you. It's one of those movies that just does that.
But it's not terrifying. Some people have said it's like really scary, but
there are scary bits in
it. Yeah, and it's creepy more than terrifying or all out squarey. Squarey.
Right, let's have another song.
Okay, let's find this one from 1984.
I'm Bono.
I'm The Edge.
I'm Madam Clayton.
And I'm Larry Mullen Jr.
And we're you two.
Now feck off.
I love that. I'm Larry Mullen Jr. So we're talking, it's 1984, the year that was picked for this
It was. I was going to do a big build up.
Go on then.
Right,
build me up.
Susan Bailey very kindly gave us this year, this week.
This year.
So if you, this year. This week, last week she gave us it for this week, this year, which is an old year, which is not the year that's now, but it was later. This wasn't the build-up I was going to give it.
It's a big build-up, isn't it? We're all in a mind war.
So what
now.
We're going to do is, I think what we should do in future is we don't name what the year is.
Okay.
Until we go, so the year this year is... Da, da, da. 1984!
Yeah, that works well. Well
yeah,
done, well
but we've
done.
Mentioned,
yeah, but it was
time.
In my intro, so...
Yeah, so before we go on and start chatting about 1984, in the messages, start putting in what year you want us to do next week. So let's start getting some ideas.
And don't go silly like 1800s, because it's got to be something from the 50s
it's
up,
gotta be, it? I'd say, from 1960 onwards.
Yeah, 1960, otherwise we can't...
No.
Yeah, we'd be sat here for an hour listening to a concerto of Mozart.
I wouldn't mind that.
I would.
Right, hit us with some 1984
right,
facts.
Right, so, what do you think the top film of 1984 was? The top grossing film? This is from Box Office Mojo, so it's domestic takings.
Give us an idea, give us a clue.
It was the first of a franchise, first of many. I think
Back to the Future?
Three,
I was
going to
say Back to the
them.
Future.
No.
Oh.
Not Indiana Jones.
Was originally going to star Sylvester Stallone.
Die Hard.
No.
And there was three of them.
There has been three of them, and then they were going to do a TV series. I don't know how that's coming on. It was going to come back as a TV series.
Lethal Weapon.
No. No. Had a very famous comedian. It started out on Saturday Night Live in the main role. Then he had a breakout film in a Walter Hill film.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, it was the highest grossing film in 1984 with $234,760,478.
Is that adjusted for inflation?
That is domestic, it said on Box Office Mojo. So,
but is that adjusted for inflation?
Probably not, then. I wouldn't have thought so, would it?
Well, I don't know. If that was domestic...
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I don't know. I just put 1984 into Box Office Mojo and got the figures of the
right,
top film.
Right.
And that one was on the top.
Fair play.
So, which is that one. So, let's move on then to the biggest selling song from 1984. Do you know what that was?
It's got to be... We're talking British.
Yeah, in the UK, this one.
Alison Moyet.
No.
Relax.
Yes!
Oh, check it out.
It was his time, wasn't it? Let's go back to find out. How old were you again?
I was 15.
I was 15?
15.
I was 12, and you were 7.
And I loved Frankie Goes to Hollywood when they first came out. I had their album.
I bet you wanted to watch the video and
it was that thing where you...
Didn't they show it once on Channel 4, like, really late?
They did. That was the... Well, but then it was just a mediocre single until Mike Reed... banned it on, yeah. ITV, on BBC Radio. Soon as he banned it, it was the biggest song ever.
Everybody wanted it.
Trevor Horn, wasn't it?
Trevor Horn. And then they did Two Tribes, which is one of my favourite ones of theirs. Then they got The Power of Love, which was the number one the week before Band Aid. And they were the first band since Jerry and the Pacemakers to have their first three songs go to number one.
Wow, look at him. Well, so what a Frankie fan.
I collected all their singles. Do you have a Frankie Says singles. T-shirt? I had a Frankie Says t-shirt, but God knows where it went. I've got no idea where it went.
That'd be really retro now.
But cool. I was a big fan, and I can always remember their album, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. I can't remember which song it was, but as the song faded, it had the sound of a man and a woman having sex.
Oh, I bet you listened to that.
Oh my God, I did. I certainly did.
Naughty.
I can't remember which song it is, but you can hear it, and it's just them just...
It's interesting to actually listen to Relax, the Trevor Horn mixed version, and then listen to the original.
Mm.
It's quite different, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And they were sort of, obviously, the rumours were that they never played their own instruments and stuff like that. But the bass player was a really good bass player.
And they went on tour and obviously proved that they didn't. So
Holly Johnson, great singer as well. Was you a fan of Frankie?
I was 7.
So you weren't allowed to listen to that.
Well, my mum was fanatical on Top of the Pops. She used to record it and everything. Oh, yeah, right. All the time.
Well, I didn't record it so much as record it on my tape player.
I did
that. I bet you did that.
I did that all the time.
I do remember him. I remember it being on the TV and whatnot.
Right, I'm not expecting you to guess right on this one, but have a think. What was the biggest viewed show of 1984?
Top of the Pops.
No.
Dallas.
No. It's close, actually.
Dynasty.
Dallas.
Oh, no, no.
Ooh. One programme had the most viewers over the year, but I don't think you'll get it. It makes sense when I tell
Falcon
you.
Falcon Crest.
Knots Landing.
No, Knots Landing.
You said I was close.
No, but Dallas was close in the rankings.
Oh, Christmas Cell Block H.
Was that in 1984?
Yeah, because he used to come on to Dallas.
No, I'll let
Magnum.
You know.
Magnum. Was it an American show?
No.
Only Fools and Horses?
No. No, I told you, you probably won't guess it, but it's nice to hear what you're shouting out.
Give us a clue.
Charles and Di's wedding.
It was at the end of the year. They didn't get married in 84.
I don't know.
81, Sunshine.
Okay.
No, it was the story of Band-Aid.
Oh, right,
because Band-Aid came out in December of 1984. You know,
November.
Or whenever it was. But they did a documentary of it. So the BBC News did the Band-Aid story. It had 20.42 million people view that when it came on. You'd dream to get figures like that now, wouldn't they?
That's phenomenal.
Isn't it? So that was the highest viewed TV show. So the 83-84 Football League, League One, was won by who, Pav?
Liverpool.
It was Liverpool.
Yeah, it was Liverpool. You should remember that well.
Do you know who was in the team? What, for Liverpool? Yeah. 83-84, it would have been Grobbelaar, Neil, Kennedy, Hanson, Lawrenson, Whelan,
Bill and Ben.
Dalgleish, Rush, Craig Johnston, probably. I think 84 was when we went to go and see them. No, really? It would have been a bit earlier than that. That would have been the main sort of...
Who was the manager at that time?
Fagan, I think. Joe Fagan. Got to pick a bottle, Joe Fagan, I think. I'm just trying to think of when.
The team talk in this life.
It might have still been Bob Paisley in '84, although I don't think it was.
Oh, come on! You call yourself a fan?
Shut up!
Right, famous people who left us in 1984. I'll give you three: Marvin Gaye. Died in 1984.
He was shot by his dad.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Andy Kaufman died in...
Or did he,
but allegedly died in 1984. Man on the Moon, the song, the REM song. Nope. Based on him. And Richard Burton left us.
Where was I?
Do that again, your famous Richard.
That's Richard Burton, isn't it? Actually, that's Bill Murray doing Richard Burton.
All right, okay. And Prince Harry was born in 1984.
Oh.
Just saying. Right, I'll quickly fly through some of the months and some of the big things that may have happened.
Okay, go on then.
So, we'll jump January, because that seems to be all politics, and we don't talk politics bollocks,
no,
do
we? Don't.
So let's go into February. Anything big there? Torvald and Dean win a gold medal for their ice skating in the Winter Olympics.
Do you want the bolero?
Yeah, do you want to recreate that for us right now? With
come on, Kelly.
Yeah.
See, the bolero. That music always got me, because that was the music that Dudley Moore and Bo Derek shagged to in 10.
I know. Yeah, and we all thought that, and we thought, where's this going?
So here we go. So shall we recreate that?
Yeah. Bo Derek. That was a pretty woman, wasn't
she?
It?
Was, she was born a
Bo
pretty
Derek.
Bo Derek.
I thought he was on about bloody Torval.
No.
Like, where are you looking? Or
but she did a film called Bolero, didn't
she? Did.
She?
Yeah, I used to have a poster on my ceiling of that.
Was that the one where she was topless?
She was topless and she had her arms up. No hairy
no
pits.
No hairy armpits.
No, she was a grade zero.
That was before the winter was coming.
All over, I think. But yeah, that was lovely. I used to look up at that. And
Starlight Express opened in 1984.
Really?
Yeah, the Apollo Theatre in London.
Goodness me.
Yeah, anybody seen that?
No.
Nope.
Right, in April...
Don't do it!
What?
In April, the comedian Tommy Cooper at 63 fell on the stage and died. I can remember. I was watching that.
I remember coming in when it had just happened.
Where'd you been?
Where'd you been?
Where have you been,
been
brother?
In his bedroom watching that poster.
Yeah.
I was outside playing football. Then I came inside all hot and sweaty and our old chap said that Tommy Cooper just died. I laughed.
Just like that.
Yeah, I laughed. Right, so
just like that.
Football for you in 1984. Who won the FA Cup?
1984 was Everton.
Well done, you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, can we give him something for that? Maybe a shortbread?
Thank you. I wonder what you were going to give me then. Wee!
Wee?
Wee!
Right, the inaugural flight.
Golly Molly.
That was scary.
Shit, I thought there's an airplane crashing into us.
I didn't realise it was going to be so hot and so late. I'm so sorry.
Excuse me while my spicy pants. That made me jump.
God,
right,
I'm
so
sorry.
In June, the first inaugural flight of a Virgin Atlantic plane took place. Have we flown Virgin?
We have.
We went to LA.
LA?
LA. LA.
We went to LA,
didn't we?
We did.
Oh, my heart's still going.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear, you did make me jump.
I'm so sorry.
July 1984, Robert Maxwell, remember him?
Oh.
Stay away from those yachts. Buys the Daily Mirror for $113 million.
Sure, I bet he did. Wasn't his money, was it?
Yeah.
it was a bloody pension fund.
Right.
Asshole.
In the Olympics, there was a very famous runner in
1984.
Daily Thomas.
Thompson.
Did he hang around with David?
David
what's his name?
Davy Thomas and David Carpenter.
Yeah.
Daily Thomas.
Right.
It's not that feckin' funny. I'm getting strumpy now.
Right, a famous barefoot runner. Was in
Zola Budd.
Yeah, made her name in 1984.
Is that when she tripped
up? In August, she controversially was granted British citizenship.
Oh. Easy for you to say.
Right, let's jump to September, because something very important happened in September.
1984.
Yeah, 4th of September, Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends first aired on ITV.
With a Ringo Starr.
Yeah. Choo-choo, Thomas. Gary Barlow would have a great voice for Thomas the Tank Engine.
Would he?
Listen to Gary Barlow talk now. He's gone very slow as Gary. When you listen
it's
to...
It's not a Ringo anymore, though, is it?
No, it's... Pierce Brosnan did it for a bit.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that. That shocked you all, didn't it?
Yeah.
So let's jump to October. Let me find something that would be of interest. There's a lot of politics in October. But it was October the 23rd that Michael Burke's report of Ethiopia sparked everything off for what was to come in November.
Okay.
Which was what, Pav Alar?
What, Band-Aid?
Yeah, that was...
November 24th.
Yeah. So that came out. So let's find another bit that we... Oh, look at that. It's just too much. It's too much. So we go into December. British Telecom was privatised. Busby.
That's
nice. I was going to mention Busby. Do you remember Busby?
I do, the little yellow bird.
Yeah. Mm. I actually had a toy one, Busby. Did you have anything Busby? Busby pants? You were 15 then?
No.
Too busy looking at Bo Derek, were you?
I can't say I did.
No? Right, and then we'll jump to the 12th of December. Now, I don't know whether you remember this. Bucks Fizz.
Yep.
It was when they had their crash. Oh. The road accident near Newcastle-upon-Tyne. Their tour bus crashed.
Well, that's nice and jolly, isn't it? Eh?
Yeah, do you? I remember that though.
Well, yeah, I remember that. Wasn't Mike Nolan very seriously?
He was. He was. He was making his mind up. Hey, hey, hey!
Oh dear.
Hey, and then 31st of December, Rick Allen, the drummer of Def Leppard, lost his arm.
Christ Almighty! Yeah. You're a barrel of laughs. You are, aren't you?
Well, I could carry on, and we could talk.
No, about, let's not.
And we could talk about the Scargill and the NUT and all of that stuff. There's a lot of politics, politics, politics.
Thank
in
you,
1984.
So what was number one this day in 1984 then, Neil?
So this day in 1984 was I just called to say I love you.
Let's play that.
It's time to delve into Kelly's G-spot.
Oh. Nom, 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 nom.
Okay. Right, so another new bit
news?
Of the show. Another new bit of the show that we're going to do.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly is now going to give us all of the showbiz gossip from the last week in Kelly's G-spot.
Yeah, well done, you.
Nom, 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 nom.
I can't believe that was me that did that.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah.
That's very well done. Anyway.
See, you've even got your own music for your gossip. So, bring on the gossip.
Bring on the gossip.
Okay.
So, this week in the celebrity world, everyone's getting divorced.
Everyone? Oh.
Everyone's getting divorced.
Every single one?
Yeah. Divorcees.
Yeah. Like
divorcees.
Who?
So, you've got Colleen and Wayne Rooney.
They're not getting divorced.
They are getting divorced. She has filed for a divorce. She's moved in with her mother. She's removed the ring. And she's entitled to $50 million. And that's what she's going for.
No, really? Isn't she pregnant?
She is pregnant.
See, now I like this spot already. I like this.
She is. Look at you. Yeah.
Well, let's sit round, get a cup of tea.
So hang on a minute then.
Following claims that Wayne drunkenly kissed and flirted with 29-year-old Laura Simpson after a night out before getting arrested as he drove her car home.
What an absolute knob.
Yeah, so
well, I know he drove her car.
Drove.
Yeah, because he's probably been done, hasn't he?
Yeah,
he's going to get a ban.
I mean, you've got a guy there that has literally got everything.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make any sense at all.
Don't forget, he nearly ballsed it up before by shagging that granny.
Well, I know, but that was when he was like 18, 19, wasn't it?
He was still with Colleen.
Doesn't matter, but he was...
Doesn't matter.
No. It's not that
granny. It don't matter.
It's not...
You know, because he, in 2010, he had an affair. He had a threesome and an affair.
Yeah, he's a naughty boy. He's always wandering.
2016.
She's had enough.
Again now. So she's had enough. She's moved in with her mum, taken off the ring.
Well, she's sorted for life anyway, isn't she?
So she's going for it, so...
Goodness me.
How many times can he put up for it? She's
absolutely
worth enough herself.
How many... So this would be his third child, would it? Or he's already...
Fourth. No,
three.
This is their fourth.
Four.
So what do we know the names of these children?
Yes, we do. One second.
Oh.
We have got Kai, who's 3, Clay, who's 7, and 4. Hang on a minute, I got it wrong. Kai is 7, Clay is 4, and 20-month-year-old Kit. And then they've got one on the way.
He likes the K's.
He does.
Oh, we don't want to be putting those initials up, would he?
Was it K, Kit, and...
K, Kit, and Clay.
K, Kit, and Clay. KKK.
Rooney.
Not good. So who else then? Who else is getting getting divorced? I mean, that's going to be a big payday out for Colleen, whatever her name is.
Colleen, Colleen, Colleen,
Colleen. You're going to make loads of money. Yes, you are.
My daughter's called Colleen.
Colleen, yeah. Is that after Colleen Rooney?
No, they're spelled differently.
That's wise.
So then we've got Brad and Angelina. We knew that they was going to divorce. But there was talk of them rekindling. Ain't happening. He can't stand her. Can't tolerate her. She's a selfish cat.
Is that true, is it?
Yeah, that's what it sort of says in here.
Wow.
And if it's in here, it's true.
It is.
Yeah. So then the other couple who are reportedly on the edge, they've been on the edge for quite a few years, is old Ozzy and Sharon.
Yeah, well, they've always been on the edge.
Well, he's been going through a shagging anything phase,
well, so they say,
he?
But I saw Black Sabbath last year at Download, and Sharon was there. And this was when it was all kicking off, and she got a massive round of applause from the crowd, and they were together. And then I went to the very last concert that they ever performed in Birmingham, and she was there. Mm. I don't know how true this is, from what they've already been through.
Well, let's hear what Kelly has to say.
Well, last year he had an affair with his stylist.
So say.
So she's had enough of that. But anyway, so what she's doing is she's doing a bit of home therapy. So every night before he goes to bed, she makes him write down... take a bit of time.
Yeah.
Write down all the women that he has fantasised about throughout the day. Whether it's the cashier at Walmart or whether it's his studio rep or anything like that. She's got to have it all. And apparently there's generally about 10 to 12 women each day that he fantasises about.
Well, so he's got like a sex addiction then.
Well, he's addictive nature, isn't he? Yeah. Well, he was drugs, so he's clean on that. So, got to give him some vice.
And that's what she makes him do every single night.
I can't. So I don't think those two are separate. I can see those just.
I think it'd be quicker just getting his knackers between two bricks, wouldn't it? Just gonna.
And also,
boink.
Years ago, he tried to kill her when he was in his drunken period.
Wow.
Did he?
Yeah.
And they're still together, and I think that's worse than boffing off with some woman.
Mm. Boffing off.
Boffing off. And anyway, so moving on from divorce.
Right.
I found this thing which I thought was ever so interesting.
Is it about someone boffing off?
No, it's not actually.
Okay. I'm disappointed, mate.
It says, the Cotswolds, the new capital of corn.
Yes.
Really?
It is up and coming. Why the A-list flocked to Oxfordshire and the Cotswolds and made it into a haven for VIP villages. So, we've got... I didn't know this, but we watch Poldark.
Yeah.
That's filmed in Tetbury.
Yeah, at the Aggie College.
Yeah.
The original one used to be filmed in Siren at Cecily Hill.
I didn't know that.
70s one. That was going up to Siren Park.
My mum was friends with Robin Ellis. There you go.
I bet she was.
Sorry, mum. Pav said that, not me.
Were they boffing off?
They might have been.
Yeah, so you got the Poldark filmed up at Chavanage House, which is the Poldark family home.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I didn't know about Gloucester Cathedral...
Harry Potter.
Did you not know that? I did not know that.
Did you not know that?
I didn't know that. But you know it, so there's no point we're talking about it.
And recently, Johnny Depp was in Gloucester filming the old Alice in Wonderland, the sequel.
Ah.
In the Gloucester Docks.
Gloucester Docks.
I didn't know that. Well, anyway, so you've got... Does that mean I've run out of time?
No. I'll just play it again.
So then you've got the alternative to Ivy... is up and coming in Tetbury, which is the Soho Farmhouse.
Oh, right.
Say that again.
The Friar Tuck.
Uh-huh. Soho Farmhouse.
Well, okay. I didn't know that
people
one.
Aren't going. They're not going to Ivy so much, and they're coming over to here, and that's in Tetbury, in over by Lakes by You.
Well, that's Lechlade, though.
It does have that, yes. It says Tetbury and Lechlade.
Yeah, Lechlade.
Okay.
That's in my ulterior sort of disguise. I saw Mark Owen of Take That there.
Well. A friend of the shed, Leon Day, has played a couple of gigs around there, and Mark Owen has been at those gigs. I think he's got one of those houses
on
the lakes.
Well, he did. I questioned. He no longer owns it. And the other person who owns one there, they start at about 2 million, these houses. They're only weekend places. The other person, Al McPherson.
Really?
Somebody let slip. Owns one of them.
Nice.
Like, which one? I will camp out.
So to correct myself, the Soho Farmhouse is in Tetbury, and then you've also got the Lakes by You, where celebrities are starting to find themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is near Lechlade. But we've got four pubs here that you'll find all the celebrities going to. Can we guess? Cotswolds. You can.
The Five Alls. In Filkins.
Yes, that is number two, where there you'll find the quirky decor, friendly service and delicious menu at Kate Winslet's favourite boozer.
And I'll tell you who else is always in there. Kate Moss. Wow. She lives just literally, her other home is literally around the corner.
It is in...
Little Farringdon.
No, Sutherup.
No.
The Swan at Sutherup is number one. Kate Moss's Local is a beautiful village pub offering homegrown food. £270 a night.
Jeez. For a pub.
That's in Sutherup.
Yeah. It's nice, okay. Nice.
So what's number three and number four?
Number three is, do you want to guess?
I don't know whether, if it goes Tetbury way, I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
Tunnel House.
No. So you got number three, the Fox Inn at Lower Oddington.
Never heard of it.
Bake Off's Prue Leith.
Prue Leith.
Raves about the good simple food and frequently requests. It's found there often.
Yeah.
Champion Organic Food. And then you've got the last one, the Golden Ball Inn at Lower Swell.
Right.
Okay, so in there, it's merely a coincidence that the Beckhams' new HQ is aptly named Boozer. Hope not. Ha ha ha. Joke there.
I thought the Village Inn at Barnsley.
Maybe.
Because the, the Barnsley House and Spa.
Yeah,
they all get there. When we go there, we see them a lot.
What's the name, innit? Liz Hurley, and that is Barnsley.
Yeah, when we've been there, haven't we? We've seen Yasser Arafat hanging around.
He is dead.
Is he?
Yeah. Thank you very.
I was going to end on one last.
We've got plenty of time. We love this.
Too much time to be. This is all about Gemma Collins. Then she wants to be known as the GC.
Who's Gemma Collins?
From Towie, is it?
Okay.
That's Gemma Collins.
No idea.
Okay.
Tell us about her.
I've seen her in something. I'm not sure what she's in.
Program there.
Oh, she was crying. What's that celebrity thing?
I'm a celebrity. Didn't she like last 2 minutes
she
and I'm
a
celebrity?
Anyway, she says that her spirit animal is an elephant.
Right. Is that because she got a big trunk?
What would you say about there?
That's weird.
If you know
weird.
Who Gemma Collins is, that'll probably make you chuckle that she says that her spirit animal is an elephant.
So why? Why is that
because
funny?
Because she's a big girl.
Oh, right, I see. And she's now being known as the GC.
She's known as the GC, yeah.
Trademark. Copyright.
So what does she do on... I've never even watched an episode of Towie.
I've never watched Towie or that Chelsea stuff.
Now,
or anything like that,
I'm going to ask, you might know, and I need to know, you might do, you might not. Is it a documentary or is it
acted? No, it's a reality TV.
But it's filmed.
Scripted.
Because I have seen clips of it,
like the worst soap opera ever, but it's not. It's supposed to be reality TV, but it's scripted, isn't it?
It's scripted to a degree. They get topics of conversations, and then they get told what to pick up on it. It does
my head in.
So why is it so? What's the appeal of the success of it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. The kids love it, don't they? That's the thing.
I've not really. I've seen clips because obviously when they do sort of different TV shows, they'll bring a clip of it.
Yeah.
When somebody called Arge was on.
Well, that's
something.
Who used to go out with Gemma Collins.
Arge.
He was in Cirencester College.
Oh, is he?
Just before the summer holidays.
Cirencester Archicultural College. Hey, hey.
No,
pun.
The college, not the university.
I have no idea. He was in a...
What? Made me dribble.
You're funny.
When did you record that of yourself, Fab?
Hey,
should we have a song?
Let's have another song.
Last one from 1984.
Who is that?
That's my little grandson, Orlando. Oh.
That is just cuteness personified.
So he did that.
You're funny.
I love that.
That is cool.
And he did that.
Poo bags.
And I'm laughing. I couldn't stop myself laughing.
You hear him laugh. Yeah. Laugh. So what else are you pressing?
There was something else that I was supposed to... there it is. Here it is.
I'm so glad that my driving test is over. And a legendary actor, Sir Ian McKellen, was my driving test examiner. So how did I do, Sir Ian?
You shall not pass!
Bollocks.
The Pancast Show.
The Pancast Show.
Indeed.
Well, we're running out of time.
We are.
We were supposed to have a special guest coming, weren't we?
We were. We'll have to leave that until next week.
He's going to have to come in next week. Sorry.
Oh. No. That was great. Good.
I love that's a great start.
That's a great start.
I'm going to bring my knitting in next time.
I'm so glad that we delved into your G spot. You know, next time maybe we'll just spend a little bit more time
playing around in that.
Yeah, on that's your G spot.
Me feeling satisfied. So it's great.
Hey, that's good. Ding ding.
I couldn't get to it.
So anyway, the weekend is upon us.
It is.
Anything planned?
No, not
You've
this
got
weekend.
Restings.
I've got a resting weekend. Well, we've got to clean the back garden up, so we've got to I'll get my chopper out.
Get your hose out and spray it around.
Get my hose out a bit. But apart from that, it's going to be just a nice, restful weekend.
I'm going to try and have one of those. I might try and see it again, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
You never know, you know.
Yeah.
Never know.
I've got a birthday barbecue to go to on Saturday.
Oh, hopefully the weather will be all right.
And then I'm eating the town on Saturday night.
So, a birthday barbecue. Whose birthday?
Our friend Verity. Our friend Verity's birthday.
Oh, is it a surprise?
I'm not too sure.
Oh.
Okay, it might not be hers. Just saying.
Anyway. I might not be going.
Yeah. Well, have a nice time. Hopefully the weather will stay slightly dry. I'm having a relaxing weekend. I am.
Wonderful.
I can't wait to, like, not set an alarm and just wake up of my own course.
Yeah.
It'd be so nice, wouldn't it?
It will.
Yeah. So thank you very much, everybody, for listening. You can see all our other podcasts on Apple Podcasts now, isn't it?
It is called Apple Podcasts. And please come and subscribe and also rate the review and leave a review, please, because it does mean a lot getting us up the rankings and stuff like that. So anybody that you know, go on Apple Podcasts, leave a review, even if it's just a great review, and leave us with 5 stars, and that'd be fantastic.
Absolutely. And something else I want to say to people that are listening to it on the Apple Podcasts who aren't over on our like page, do please come and join in the like page, and then you'll be able to watch the shenanigans that goes on.
Also, to let you know, on Facebook, I started, I don't know whether I told you this, Neil, but I did an executive decision that if you leave us a review at the moment, you have a chance to win one of our lovely t-shirts.
But we sort of mentioned that before, hadn't we?
Yeah, so you need to leave a review, send a screenshot to us. Oh, Brucey, how we miss you. And leave a review, and then you can go into a draw. If you do leave a review, God, Jesus, if you do leave a review, we will send you a little Pancast gift.
A gift?
Yeah. Which
anyway.
Neil will be paying for. Anyway.
Spicy pants! Spicy pants!
Is that it?
Yeah, I've got some music to play.
Go on then.
Okay, let's try this one. We all like this one. Smiling music. Ready, steady.
Thank you.